This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he sees him and he says to him, Ya Aba al-Munzir. That was the kunya of Ubay ibn Ka'b. It was Aba al-Munzir. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees him and he says to him, Ya Aba al-Munzir. Atadri ayyu ayatin min kitabillahi ma'aka a'zam. He said to him, you see this Quran that you have memorized and it is with you in your heart? Tell me, what do you think the greatest ayah in this Quran is? Hakim Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking Ubay radiallahu anhu. Qala qultu Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Ubay said, Allah and his messenger know best. Ubay knows the answer, but this is his manners before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you a question, you say Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam, you don't answer. This is manners. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated again. And he said, Ya Aba al-Munzir, atadri ayyu ayatin min kitabillahi ma'aka a'zam. What is the greatest ayah in the Quran that you carry with you in your heart? What is it? Now Abu Ubay radiallahu anhu realized that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants him to give an answer. Then he said, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. And he recited ayatul kursi. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ضرب في صدري أبي رضي الله عنه. He said that the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم struck my chest and he said والله ليهنك العلم يا أبا المنذر. He said to him, أبو المنذر, congratulations on this knowledge that you have. أبي رضي الله عنه was a scholar. He knew the Quran. He was a scholar in the Quran. And this is what true and real beneficial knowledge is. And from this hadith we learn that it is permissible to congratulate a person for the knowledge that they gain. And if someone had memorized the Quran or some of the Quran, it is absolutely permissible to celebrate this occasion and to congratulate them, as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did with Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu. In the same hadith there is an addition. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said at the end of that hadith, and this is a narration that is authenticated by Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّ لِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ لِسَانِ وَشَفَتَيْنِ تُقَدِّسُ الْمَلِكَ عِنْدَ سَاقِ الْعَرْشِ. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hand. Yani I swear by Allah that this ayah, ayatul kursi, has a tongue and two lips that glorifies Allah at the leg of the arsh. Al-Madhari rahimahullah in his tafsir explained what this is. And he said what is meant by this hadith is that the carriers of the throne, the eight angels that carry the throne, they glorify Allah Azza wa Jal with this ayah. Allahu Akbar. Eight angels of the biggest angels that Allah Azza wa Jal has created, they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day by reading ayatul kursi.